Coming up on Roundabout, make sure you're up to date on your tetanus shot because we're selling you your very own junkyard. Learn about some saucy Sandusky area vandals that are covering cars in condiments, and we'll give you the skinny on one blindingly bright Chevrolet. So shiny. Stick around for all that and more on Roundabout. Roundabout is sponsored by Advance Auto Parts. Visit our website, roundaboutshow.com, to get up to $30 off your next purchase. Heck yes.
From the Emerald Acres of Rancho Endetto in the swamps of New Jersey, it's Dan Gray from mpgeomatic.com.
In Long Beach, California, from Auto Bytel, I'm Michelle Naranjo.
From the Roundabout Studios in Livonia, Michigan, I'm Eric Tritko from rumblestrip.net.
From the Autoline family of fine programs, I'm your host, Craig Cole.
And I'm producer Ben Sanders.
This is Roundabout.
Hello and welcome to Roundabout, episode number 80 already. Our weekly chat covering car culture, vehicle reviews, and some of the auto news you may have missed.
Already, more like finally. But hello, everyone. How are you guys doing this week?
Good.
Glad to hear everyone's doing well. We have just got a spectacular show planned for you this week.
Just a spectacular show? Don't sell yourself short.
Would stupendous be a better adjective?
There you go.
Okay, to describe it. So, yes, awesome show planned, all kinds of fun stuff coming up here. And our theme this week, tying everything together, is thanks but no thanks. Thanks but no thanks, Eric.
Sort of, as I equated it to Craig, sort of like an automotive fruitcake. It's a gift, but
it's like hobo bread.
Yeah.
What would hobo bread be?
Exactly.
Is that another name for fruitcake? Or
no, it's a different kind of
thing. Euphemism, if you will.
No, it's
they
actual,
leave their loaves by the railroad tracks.
Actual,
is that what you're saying?
Actual thing. I don't know. Maybe you got to go to Old Country Buffet or something to find it.
What? Roaches in the salad? I don't. We'll leave it at that because I don't want to ask.
Yeah,
this is a family show, you know. We're broadcasting over 30 elementary schools around the area here in Tri-County area, so keep it clean, guys. All right, our special guest this week, the one and only Dan Gray, Mr. MPG-O-Matic, also known as MPG-O-Matic, joining us live on the Skype right now.
That's right. I'm live on the Skype.
And you're from New Jersey.
Don't hold it against me.
You don't have respiratory trouble from the pollution? Or
you know... No.
You're no. Down in the Pine Barrens then or something, right?
No. I'm in the part of New Jersey that just can't live up to being in New Jersey. I should turn my camera on. It's actually quite nice. And when people look at the reviews that I do, they go, where do you shoot these? Like New England? No. New Jersey.
Jersey. Are you neighbors with Carl Brutananadaluski by chance?
Carl used to live here a while ago, and then he kind of, you know, like, disappeared.
Did he? Okay, so he got his skin ripped off again.
Did he have some arguments with the Italian-American Businessmen's Foundation?
You just don't ask questions.
Well, Dan, we're glad you could join us. You're bringing a lot of energy to the show, punching it up a notch, so we appreciate your time.
Cool. Glad to be here. Yeah. Thank you.
In case you haven't been paying attention or in case you haven't listened for a few weeks, we've got a new contest going on right now. It's an old-fashioned competition. What we're doing is we're giving away a set of perfect bungee cords. They're made of durable and flexible polyurethane, and they're really the ultimate tie-down solution. They're not made of rubber like traditional bungee cords, which you know gets brittle and cracks and falls apart over time. These are completely different. So how do you participate in this contest? Good question, Eric. All you have to do to enter to win is like us on Facebook and leave a comment on our Facebook page. Again, like us on Facebook and leave a comment. If you've got any questions about the perfect bungee, however, if you're not certain what it is or you're a little skeptical, could it not be quite as perfect as we're selling it as? Well, we've put a little piece together extolling the virtues of said bungee cord.
Someone's got dogs barking.
I'm gonna get the duct tape.
Okay.
You got the perfect duct tape.
Ben, roll it.
Stay tuned to learn how you can get your set of perfect bungees absolutely free.
Here at ROAB Central, we're dedicated to providing you with the latest product features and reviews to keep your family safe. In the roundabout this week, we have the perfect bungee. Proudly manufactured in the United States by a company called Just Ducky Products. No, I'm not making that up. The perfect bungee features a unique design that makes old-fashioned tie-down straps look like rubber bands in comparison. Ben, why don't you play that clip for us?
Traditional elastic cords are made of rubber, which stretches about as well as an elderly veteran and likewise can crack and become brittle over time. Perfect bungees are made out of durable polyurethane, a material that can withstand oil, ozone, salt water, and a raft of other chemicals. These things can also stretch up to twice their length. Try that with a piece of rope. Perfect bungees are available in just about any color of the rainbow, from brown and beige to vivid shades of taupe. Of course, they also come in colors like yellow and pink, if you're into that sort of thing. And they're guaranteed for life, too, provided you don't run them through a wood chipper or set them on fire. There's a host of specialty cords available, unique designs you won't be able to find anywhere else, like utility suspender and loop end, and the pragmatically named cord.
The perfect bungee sounds perfect, but is there anything these elastic cords can't do? We found more than a few tasks these puppies couldn't tackle. They may be great for strapping down cargo or holding a stack of crates together, use them for camping or on the boat, but the design falls short in other areas. They're not so good at responding to emails. Turning off a faucet or sweeping the floor is nearly impossible with the perfect bungee. They also make lousy exercise equipment. So where can this nearly perfect product be procured? Well, you can snap them up at retailers like Amazon or theperfectbungee.com. Of course, there's another way you can get this entire combo pack for free. Just go to facebook.com/roundaboutshow, like us, and leave a comment. Do this before May 6th, and you'll be entered to win. So what are you waiting for? Get going! And one and two, and one and two, and one and two. Feel it burn. One, two, one, two, one. That was how we spent our Friday a few weeks ago when we were off the air. We had to produce that little video. So we invite you to check it out. We've got it posted on YouTube as well as on our website, roundaboutshow.com. Took a little bit of work, but I think it was well worth it. Great little piece, in my opinion. So again, check it out, roundaboutshow.com. And once more, enter to win. You got to like us and leave a comment on our Facebook page. The deadline is May 6th at 12 a.m. Eastern time, so don't be late. And we will announce the winner next week on roundabout number 81.
That's right, at the beginning of the show, so make sure you listen.
Yeah, listen early, listen often.
That's right. Now let's do a show.
You guys ready? Ready for a show? Go team!
Michelle muted herself again, I'm sure.
Oh.
Anyway, our first article in the thanks but no thanks continuum here is a junkyard that is actually for sale on eBay. Wrap your head around that one for a minute. Michelle, can you figure that out?
I dream about this place.
It's awesome. It's in Mojave, California.
And it's got a dog kennel.
Oh.
That's right.
I'm coming, Elizabeth.
7 seconds.
Can you imagine having all those auto parts and a dog boarding kennel for up to 65 animals?
You've practically got that now, Michelle.
It's true. My backyard sort of looks like that.
No, but so Mojave, California, a junkyard up for sale. $60,000 is the advertised price. Pretty awesome.
Look at those photos.
Yes, you go through the photos on the eBay posting. Awesome, awesome stuff. Lots of vintage, like, doors and fenders and stuff you don't see every day. I mean, this isn't your typical Taurus parts or something, you know.
Well, it starts with 1940 for other makes, right? So do you think they'd have any of your Ford pieces in there?
I would bet they've got all kinds of goodies in there.
Well, I already figured out who's buying this.
Who?
Ray Wirt, because I already see an El Camino featured prominently in one of the pictures.
Is that his poison?
Yes.
Oh.
Obnoxiously so.
Poison for poison?
And Michelle, they've got a whole pile of engines, too, it looks like. Maybe even Chevrolet six cylinders.
Ooh.
It's just like a little bit of heaven here on Earth.
It is. It's like a tube came down from the sky and just all just fell like snow.
There's a 56 Buick, four-door.
There's in the second row down, second picture from the left, there's the pickup on the right, or the flatbed on the right, I should say.
Oh, yeah.
What is that? That's adorbs.
Adorbs?
Adorbs!
What's that mean?
I think that's short for adorable.
I see a Corvair.
I like that Buick. I'm not going to lie, Eric. You said it was a 56?
I believe that's a 56.
It's a nice four-door. Pretty stylish. Hood's a little mangled, but, you know, it'll bump out. So how many of you guys here on the panel want this? I know I do.
I got to have it.
Can we just all pitch in and we could buy it?
We put our allowance together. We might be able to get it. As long as, well, damn it, we're broadcasting this. People are going to jack the price
up. That's right.
Son of a bitch.
No, see, it's not as an auction. It's only as they buy it now.
Oh. Yeah.
Nice.
Michelle can manage the kennel. Where is Mojave, Michelle? It's got to be near Long Beach, right? It's in California, after all.
Well, it's kind of out by the salt flats where they do all that fun testing.
Oh, it's
between Rosamond and Mojave, so it's right by Edwards Air Force Base.
Yeah.
Mm. Five-year lease, $1,000 per month for approximately 4 acres of land. Five-year lease on the dog kennel, $250 a month. Pretty affordable rates.
Of course, you realize what we've just done, right? Mm. We've already broken our theme. This was the thanks but no thanks, and everybody wants it.
Everyone wants it.
But, all right, well, you've got to get a tetanus shot, but thanks but no thanks. Right.
Well, see, here's my thing. If I'm buying it for $60,000, why the hell do I have to pay all these leasing rates on top of everything?
Bingo.
Thanks.
There we go.
But no thanks.
And see how what Eric did there? He brought it full circle.
Ding, ding.
For the win. So, yes, as you put it, Dan, a little slice of heaven here on Earth. Anything like this in the Jersey, either new or old?
They're just not allowed to really have junkyards anymore.
It's called Newark.
We used to have one up on the mountain. It was a cultural excursion to go look for parts up there, but it's long gone. It's just real estate's too expensive to have.
That and all like the chemicals leaching into the water table. But
yeah, you know, when everyone's on wells, it kind of not a good thing.
How did New Jersey get the name Garden State?
Because it was and still is a magnificent farming state.
Is it?
It's just the part around New York that got all industrialized.
You know,
come out to Jersey. I'll show you some parts that you won't forget.
That sounds like a threat.
In the back of a town car or something, the trunk. Yeah.
No, everyone thinks of that area right up by New York City where the tanks are, and it really smells like, you know, it smells no worse than like Houston does.
Or Detroit.
Yeah. We still have a booming economy.
We don't have an economy here.
What's that?
So awesome junkyard. And it can be yours. $60,000, really.
That's right.
Next up, we've got something that is definitely a no thanks, at least in my opinion. Dan, what have we got going on here?
Well, this is for those that love colorful objects. They're rainbow rims, and this one's from Autoholics on Car Domain, and they're the rims that are painted with a magnificent rainbow finish. There's no way to describe it other than fantastically ugly. Just, you know,
they're magical and it's revolutionary.
Michelle, we got to ask you about this because you're the artist. You're into colors, and you're hippie. So,
well, you know, seeing it on this Honda, I could actually see those on my Kia Spectra. And
really?
The only thing is, I would add a unicorn horn to the front. Oh. I'd want glitter to come out of the tailpipe.
I was thinking, I was thinking if they really wanted to market these properly, these would be on a Subaru Forester.
What are you saying, Eric?
True.
Go no further.
Yeah.
So I did a little research on this, and I thought,
research. You
know, I bet if someone really wanted to, they could reproduce this fantastically ugly look themselves. And in fact, if you go to our sponsor, Advanced Auto Parts, and look up some of the marvelous wheel coatings, you'll come up with ALSA Corporation's Killer Mystic 400. Oh, ML. That's Killer Mystic is the color. It doesn't have the reds. It's just got the purples and the greens, but –
Well, would the Killer Mystic 400 be the NASCAR race? Or
I think it's 400 milliliters or something. Oh. That's what it is. But you got to say it's beautiful. It looks like abalone. It's so nice.
It's like the spray tuna? It's like spray on chrome.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to chrome a little bit later in the program here, Eric.
Charles? I didn't know he's coming in.
Is he? We didn't have him on the rundown, Ben.
No. Everyone's confused.
Stop. Shut up, Craig. So these are probably the worst things I've ever seen.
Oh, no, they're far from the worst things I've ever seen.
But, Michelle, I like your idea of a unicorn horn.
Yeah.
What about a narwhal whale tusk? It's longer. It's twisty. Would that work for you? I know a guy. Mikhail is his name. He can get us some if you're interested.
Spinners. It would be better with spinners.
Rainbow-colored spinners?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
No, that would be psychedelic.
I wish they had video, though, of them moving.
Yeah. Ken Kesey could sell them.
Yeah.
So that is awful. Our next article could be potentially as awful, at least if you're driving near this thing and it's sunny out, because you would be blinded. Michelle, what have we got here on Cars Coop?
Well, we have the ultimate whip for the Tin Man, right? company called TinTech has a chrome exterior wrap for the Chevrolet Camaro, and it's quite flashy, literally.
It's blinding.
It's blinding, yeah. Blinding me with science.
It would have to be copper for that for your impression to work.
You can get them in different colors. That's the bonus.
You can get the chrome effect in gold, black, green, blue, orange, red, and violet.
Every color of the rainbow except green.
So Craig can finally have the C-3PO focus he's always dreamed of.
I said green.
Oh, well, I misheard you then. But yeah, when I first saw this, I thought, holy crap, who's going to pay the frickin' absurd amount of money to chrome plate a Camaro? Because that ain't cheap. Getting a bumper done is like $500. Who's going to have their whole car done? But then, read the article a little bit, it's a wrap. A Rio wrap.
Which still cost you about $5,000 for that.
Probably.
But you remember this little smart car in New York that was covered in mirrors?
Yes.
Yeah.
There was someone at the Fabulous Ford's Forever show 3 weeks ago that had a Pinto they'd covered in disco ball mirrors.
Mm. Oh, my goodness. Now, if they covered it in gummy bears, I'd be paying attention. However, disco mirrors, not so much.
Was that the Jimmy Choo edition smart?
Yeah. I don't know which one it was, actually. I didn't get that close to it. Yeah.
It's been around for a while. I seen that, like, years ago.
Yeah, I think they had it at one of the SEMAs.
Yeah.
So, yes, it would any... Okay, panel of experts... Would you consider wrapping a car, a vehicle of yours, a personal vehicle, in this chrome effect film?
Personally?
Yes.
No.
Personally?
No. Michelle, what about you? That would be a no.
Well, I'm getting ready to have the Z3 resprayed. Why don't I just wrap it?
Yeah,
bingo.
Do it.
Rust will not get under there and blister up through it all.
Oh, no, not at all.
Dan?
I would consider wrapping a car, but never wrapping anything in chrome.
Yeah.
Plastic.
Yeah.
No.
You know what it reminds me of? When I was little, I remember my grandmother had this, like, really – it was very odd for her because most of her furniture was very traditional. She had this little end table that was, like a chrome wrap kind of piping. I think it, I don't know where it came from. Anyway, but when I was little, it was really fun because when it started bubbling up, I could sit there and I could peel little strips of silver.
You didn't eat them, did you, honey?
I could slowly peel my car.
Wasn't it like a year or two?
It's like a hangnail, but huge.
Didn't Mercedes build a show car that was the body was all aluminum and they just polished it to like a mirror finish? Mercedes who did that? I bet you that was Jaguar who did it with their first. When they did the all-aluminum-bodied XJ8, I think.
Not certain. But, we have had from Qatar or the Middle East the gold-plated, like, Ferraris or whatever, which are horrible.
Yeah. So, really, how good would these look in person? They look okay in the video, but, I mean, Is it really going to look like a mirror finish, like a true chrome plating, or is it going to look like plastic?
It would kind pick of up all every single imperfection that was underneath that wrap.
Mm-hmm. It would be bad.
Yeah. So one of the advantages of a wrapping your car usually is that you can do graphics and colors and stuff like that to distract if everything's not pristine underneath. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that is one thing I think we can universally agree that we would prefer not to have.
But what if you put the rainbow rims with it?
Well, Ben, you'll have to do a jump on a Photoshop for us to show us what that would look like.
And a unicorn horn.
Yes. Yeah.
There's this week's album
There's
art.
The art.
Yeah. Shooting glitter out the tailpipe, no less.
Ben's going, shut up already.
Man.
4 hours worth of my Saturn Sunday gun.
So next up, we've got kind of a funny story coming from northern Ohio near Sandusky.
Perkins
Township. Are you familiar?
Not with the township. I've driven by Perkins before, though.
Have you stopped and had pancakes?
I have not.
We did on the Great American Road Trip. That was the night before we stayed at the Alexander Johnson Hotel. The last night in Rapid City, Iowa.
That's right.
South Dakota.
Iowa. Oh, that's right.
I loved Rapid City. I want to go back.
That was awesome.
I loved Omaha, personally.
Omaha was, possibly better. But we didn't get to spend much time in Rapid City.
Just the overnight. Because we didn't have a hotel booked. And we were driving around trying to find a place. Oh, we're all booked. We're having the Cornhuskers Convention or whatever they have out there at the time that inconvenienced us greatly. We couldn't find the Howard Johnson.
That's right. We drove around forever.
And then we were on the interstate leaving. Oh, there it is, where the map told us it wasn't.
Thank goodness for that iPad.
So long story short, Ben is seething with anger, Michelle. Just so you know. But long story short, so we got the story coming from northern Ohio, Perkins Township. Vandals are covering cars not in chrome-plated plastic, but condiments. Yes, condiments. And if they get caught, the culprits could be facing felony charges if the damage to the vehicles is more than $500. Now, I've seen kids do a lot of stupid stuff, but have any of you seen condiment capers like this?
Condiment capers.
Even in New Jersey.
Capers are a condiment.
True. Oh, touche. Oh, get some smoked salmon. That's hilarious, Michelle. So, yes, kids are smearing cars. Let me see. It costs $500 if it damages the finish. Or they get felony charges, pardon me, if the damage inflicted is $500 or more. What are they putting on these cars? I had mayonnaise, corn, relish are some of the articles. Food items they are smearing.
But mayonnaise, I mean, mayonnaise is egg-based, right? And egg will do horrible damage to paint finishes on cars.
Does it do damage to the finish?
And lemon juice in it, too.
Mm. Does egg actually damage the paint, though? I don't know. I've always heard it's hard to get off.
Are they using real mayonnaise, or are they using Miracle Whip?
Go to a Sam's Club, get the, 5-pound tub of Heavy Duty. It's called Heavy Duty Mayonnaise. It's like axle grease for your digestive system. Yeah. Dan, those New Jersey kids have got to be trouble.
Relish and onions.
Anything like this in New Jersey?
They have condiments in New Jersey.
Do they?
Yeah, we got condiments. You know, you got to go to Hot Dog Johnny's.
What about Rutt's Hut?
We finally have what's it? The drive-in. It's like a plague. It's spreading across.
Sonic. It's Sonic.
Oh, yeah.
What is that place?
The heart attack on roller skates.
It's just, you know, like Mel's Drive-In was pure. And authentic. Sonic is like, I can't explain it.
Cheap corporate America.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sad.
If it was like an A&W root beer drive-in, that'd be a different thing.
Yeah, we don't have A&W, but we have Stewart's. Okay. Stewart's.
Not many A&Ws left, I don't think.
They died.
Dog and Suds?
Not familiar.
Oh, that must have been an Indiana thing.
So if any of the students in our elementary school listening area are paying attention, you know, don't go putting condiments on cars. You could go to jail.
Save those condiments for food fights in the cafeteria.
Yes. Yes, exactly. So well funny article said. Coming to us courtesy of the Sandusky Register. Check it out, roundaboutshow.com, along with the rest of today's show notes. Very nice. AutoByTel.com. AutoByTel.com. Next up, Eric, not wearing a seatbelt. What?
Yeah.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Well, no. This might be one of those. Sounds like it doesn't sound like a good idea.
Until you bore into it a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. So, out in Estonia, that would be in the former Soviet Union.
The northernmost of the Baltic states.
I would believe you're correct on that one.
Is that the steppes?
No, the steppes are the Urals. Or
is it the Siberias?
It's kind of like, it's cold.
Yeah.
It's frozen.
But, so they have, because the Baltic Sea freezes over, and there's islands that have to be gotten to where people live, they build roads on it, much like you see the Ice Road Truckers show on one of those Discovery channels. And
History? Yeah.
Well, it's still owned by the Discovery.
Not that I've ever seen
Discovery.
Oh, Discovery Channel's got you. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Is that why they build roads? So that people can be gotten to?
Now, when you say build roads, do they put asphalt down?
No. Basically, they get
hot tar.
They get plows out and plow a path on the ice, and that way you can drive on them. And in this case, you're required to drive.
There's a speed limit, essentially.
Well, there's multiple speed limits. Yes. You can't drive less than a certain speed. You can't drive more than a certain speed, and you can't drive in between a certain speed. All because of either speed, weight, vibrations,
yes.
and vibration and heart noise, vibration and heart
for the road itself.
Yes, for the road itself.
No,
and you can't drive a vehicle over 2.5 tons
or tonnies, whatever or that tonnies. Means.
Yeah, exactly.
This comes from the BBC.
Yes,
well, they have tires with a Y.
Right.
Colors with an extra U.
Yes, they don't.
And
know
a new princess today.
Well, I haven't heard about that everywhere. Tell me more.
So the idea. The idea being of making a seatbelt illegal is that, well, if your car's going to go in because the ice cracked or mm-hmm. gave way underneath you, you don't want to be struggling mm-hmm. to unbuck while you're panicking and going, you know, oh my God, or.
However, they'd say it in Estonia.
Yeah, exactly. they would just want you to open the door and bail out. So
no seat belts, no driving after sunset, no vehicles heavier than 2.5 tonnies.
Yep.
No driving between 25 kilometers and 40 kilometers an hour because of some...
Hold on to your butt.
Exactly.
They're talking about it here like you drive it and like they have potholes there too. The only difference is you get water splashing up, you know, kind of from underneath the ice.
Well.
You don't have... I mean... You don't have to wear a seatbelt on a snowplow. I mean, on a what is that, those things called? The little motorcycle-y things.
A snowmobile.
Snowmobile.
She lives in Southern California.
Yeah.
Cut her some
But is it illegal to?
Hmm.
I don't think they
good
make
question, Ben.
Exactly.
Well, we'll agree to disagree then. But
yes.
Cool
thank
article
you.
On the BBC. You know, I guess I didn't realize they would use an ice road to get out to an island. I guess. It just didn't seem, you know, that plausible over the open sea, the Baltic.
Well, having lived in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, when Lake Superior freezes, you can get to certain islands that are out in Lake Superior in the winter by walking on the ice.
That's pretty cool.
But driving? Do they let anyone drive on Superior?
I'm sure. Well, yeah, because they have people who drive out on the lake to put out their ice shanties.
And their trucks fall in, go through the ice.
Sometimes.
Oh, my God. This reminds me of Chevy took a shit.
What? You need to see Escanaba in the Moonlight.
Okay.
Best movie ever.
It's love about the UP, movie. Craig.
Well, I'm champing at the bit to watch that.
I bet.
Hilarious. Yeah.
So, yes. And one other little tidbit, nugget of info from this article. Brace yourself for this. The ferry drivers, very angry because they lose business. Understandably, when people are driving across the ice to get to the island.
Well, you
so they sometimes accidentally crash through the ice road.
Yeah, a little difficult to drive a boat through ice, solid ice. Yeah. Anyways.
Technicalities, Eric. Technicalities. What have we got next on the rundown here? Michelle.
Me!
Facebook me! Another thanks, but no thanks.
Definitely, this is a no thanks, and this would... This would terrify me, but...
You'd have to dry clean some clothing articles, I think, after this happened.
I would think so. A road test editor was driving a Boss 302, doing brake testing, and the brakes failed.
They broke.
They just plain outright broke. Ford reacted to it by shutting down the entire production line to find out why the failure happened. But can you imagine going 70 miles an hour in a 302 and realizing? I mean, of course, the guy's a professional driver, so he just shifted down through the six gears until he got the cars, you know, slowed down. But yeah,
use the parking brake a little bit. But yeah, that is terrifying. And
I mean, that's a Toyota incident. Toyota yeah. style
runaway car here.
Esque.
Yeah. But so basically, what I read in the article, it said the brake pedal, the part of the brake pedal that holds the actual pad that goes up, it's activated through what's called a clevis. And apparently, the flat part of the metal is supposed to go inside the clevis, so it's supported on both sides, and then the pin goes through all three layers, so it's sturdy. Well, apparently, somebody put it together wrong so that the brake rod was only on one side of the clevis, which somehow was enough to shear the pin off, which I still don't understand. Even slamming on the brakes, jumping on the pedal should never busted a chunk of steel.
Well, you know, I heard the rumor of why this happened.
What's the rumor, Michelle? Spill the beans.
Well, he had on his cross-country skiing boots.
Oh, dude. Uh-oh. He had his snowshoes on.
Couldn't properly heel and toe.
Yeah. So you guys ever have any issues like this? Anything even remotely close?
I had a clutch fail at the New Jersey, Pennsylvania toll booth.
So, like, you couldn't stop or couldn't get going again?
Well, I learned very quickly on how to drive a stick shift without a clutch.
Yeah?
And I drove all the way back to Ypsilanti with no clutch in my Mustang.
Wow.
So you didn't stop at all?
Oh, I had to stop occasionally.
But, okay.
And so you'd shut the car off, put it in first gear.
You'd
start it in gear. then be able to shift up and down without using a clutch.
You just got to time those shifts. That's good.
That's the closest thing.
I've had some brake fade, but that's nothing even close to this. Dan, what about you? On the Jersey Turnpike, no?
Never. Although my wife's car rolled into the driveway this evening with a really interesting pattern coming from the right front wheel. It looks like maybe a brake line went and just blew fluid all over the place, so that's got to get taken apart and looked at.
That does remind me. I was fixing the brakes on the Ranger
because
there weren't any.
Yeah, you just hit the
pedal. One does.
Well, it wasn't that bad, but they definitely needed to be done. And so we get done. It was an adventure because some stuff was, I don't know, rusted on and welded on and stuff like that. So I'm backing out of the driveway and one of the front brake lines blew. Right then, as I was backing out of the driveway. Yeah, which was good because the next morning I was headed to Canada to go to announce. So best that it went there.
Teething problems around home. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, my friend still has an 84 Dodge Ram, and he was telling me a story how I think it was the proportioning valve, like, split as he was coming up to an intersection of a red light to slow down. And it basically, I guess it just split and obviously no brakes at all. And yeah, he coasted through the intersection at a pretty good clip. So yeah, bad stuff can happen. And
I had it happen.
Did you? Well, jump in here, Michelle. Don't be timorous.
Well, I was driving my dad. I was back from college, and I told you guys this story, right? And I was driving my dad's 1971 Alfa Romeo Spider, and it was raining outside, and I was driving down Main Street in Roswell. And I went through an intersection because they don't have gutters there. They actually use side streets that cross Main Street as flood control. I drove through this really big puddle, and I put my foot to the floor when I tried to hit the brakes, and I went underneath the back of a pickup. And the guy got out of his pickup and wiped my dad's Spider off the back of his chrome bumper and drove off. And I had to go to my dad's office and explain to him why I had a mohawk.
Why, you had a mohawk?
Yeah, he didn't get mad about the car. He got mad about my hair.
Is that a euphemism for something else? No, I didn't know if it was slang for drug abuse. No,
I just had a really funny haircut, and he hadn't seen me since I'd gotten back to town. And...
Uh-oh. You've always been a wild one, Michelle.
Yeah.
Apparently. Oh, shucks.
Oh, shucks.
So Ford Mustang, nobody got hurt, thankfully. And Ford is investigating it. Apparently they stopped the assembly line and are checking all the cars. So
that was nice of them.
It was mighty kind.
What's so nice?
Spend a penny now, save a dollar later, right? You don't have all these wrongful death suits then.
That could be worse. Could be Sony and have had your network be hacked and have 35 million people's personal information, including their credit card numbers, go out to the world and say, what? No, nothing. Sorry. Mm.
Oh, my.
Sorry. I hope you don't mind.
Wasn't our fault.
That's a
Sorry.
Feature.
Sorry.
So
we like to share.
Thanks, but no thanks on failures.
That's right.
Dan.
Yeah.
MPG-O-Matic.
I got a cool one.
MPG-O-Matic. I got to ask you, are you against manual transmissions?
Oh, not at all. I love manual. Mm-hmm. I would rather drive a manual transmission than an automatic. I've been driving a manual transmission for more years than you been walking the earth, sonny. But, you know, I just had the whole O-Matic thing, and I jammed it together with, you know, just whatever. Yeah.
So
like
what about that. Miles per gallon O-manual? Could be Irish. You could have an apostrophe.
O-manual.
Yes.
Sounds sort of Hispanic as well.
Well, I'll leave that one
to different audiences.
Yes. Different. What have you got here? Another car scoop article.
All right. So this one is – this one's pretty nifty. If you've ever been to San Francisco or watched Steve McQueen in Bullet, you'll know that the houses are really close together and they're like really cool Victorian nifty looking things and everything is historic. And if you have to park your car on those crazy streets, you're pretty much out of luck. So you buy this house for $10 zillion. There's no freaking parking on the street because the house is like, you know, like 20 feet wide. What do you do? Well, you put the super secret Batcave door on the front of your Victorian that just looks like a normal sort of bow bay window. Mm-hmm. And with the press of a button, turns into your garage.
It's mighty fancy onto it here.
Wait a minute, I've decided something really quickly. I just have to insert this. I've decided I want Dan Gray to call me every night and tell me a bedtime story. He's awesome.
Once upon a time, you lived in San Francisco.
See, if you're a true San Franciscan, though, you wouldn't own a car because that's not kind to the environment. You take your garage and then you'd run it out to some poor schlep for about $1,000 a month for the 400 square feet that's in there. So that you could buy your organic groceries.
Or you could grow marijuana in there, probably.
Yeah. Well, that too.
That's what they do out there in the California, I understand.
Everyone does it. That's true.
Everyone.
Everybody.
Just those aren't American spirits.
Just don't go in my backyard. There's a reason my garage is falling apart.
So Dan,
that looks like a really big garage.
Well, they said it fits four cars, didn't they? Something like that?
Four cars.
Wow,
that would be depth though. I think it's one car. It only looks like it's one car wide.
Yeah,
but it's
that's
probably
my garage is like that actually. Mine qualifies as a two car garage, but it's two car tandem.
Mm. Okay, so this is like an origami garage door. This is custom stuff here, Dan. You can't just go to Home Depot and pick yourself up one of these.
It's all architect designed. You can't. You can't just pick it out of a catalog. You've got to spend some big bucks. And the funny thing is, the house kind of looks, you know, it looks a little run down. You know, it doesn't appear to be pristine.
It's not the house from Step by Step, that's for sure.
How many shows were done in Mark and Mindy? Was that done in?
No, that was Boulder, Colorado.
Boulder, yeah. So kind of similar.
Showing my age.
So I wonder what this costs beside a lot.
I'm sure it's a couple thousand bucks.
A couple thousand.
I put a garage door on Rancho Endetto last year, just because you know we had the government insulated door fiasco thing. So I took advantage of that. Oh. And garage doors are, if you haven't had to put one on, it's an eye opener as far as what it.
They're
what
not
it costs.
Fun.
No, I had to do the same thing at. Casa
Tritco.
Well, I say Casa Little Baghdad. And it was like $800 for your basic metal two car wide garage door. Yeah. So
yeah.
All right. Let's say about $5,000 for that.
Yeah.
We're looking at $20,000. San Francisco
really?
Prices. Oh yeah.
And hydraulics and stuff.
Yeah.
This thing will bounce too. I say thanks, but no thanks, because when it breaks, how do you get your car in or out, and what does it cost to fix?
Yeah,
I'll pass. Is she talking to us?
I don't know. Michelle's muted again.
I didn't mute that. I didn't touch it. When I first bought my Z3, it was in New Mexico, and my dad went and picked it up for me from the lady I bought it from, and he had it in his garage that summer, and he had one of those big double door garage doors that was metal, and he had it. I think it was parked next to my stepmother's Jag, and she was leaving one day and had pulled out. And when she went to shut the garage door like completely started falling, and like inside the garage. And so my dad ended up pulling my Z3 up close to as far as he could into the house. And it sat there like that for like 3 days before the garage door man could come out and remove the garage door that was dangling above my car. Yeah.
That's terrifying.
I was mortified because my dad called me. He's like, your car's kind of stuck in the garage right now, and the garage door is dangling precariously over it, and we can't get it in or out.
Sword of Damocles.
Door of Damocles.
There you go.
We had a rake fell. Keep kind of crap piled in the corner of our one garage, and a rake kind of fell and got stuck in the track. So the door was coming down, and it just cocked the whole door. Like some of the panels were all. This is a cheap, flimsy metal door, but still they warped and twisted, and just a horrible mess. So I had to replace it after that. Dad and I put it in, but fancy.
I told you about the time my mother pulled the boat through the garage door, right?
Yes. It was still attached to the trailer or the hitch. And
that sounds like a Jerky Boy story. Yeah, back a two-ton truck up to your garage there. That's one for Dan.
So San Francisco garage door, thanks.
Hey, wise guy, where's the boat?
Hey, should I bring my toolbox?
Right here. I got it right here.
Did he just collapse or something? So next up, Eric.
Gatorade through my nose.
It's not the blue kind, is it?
Oh yeah, it's blue.
Oh dear. It is. I hope that's bad for you.
Product placement.
Eric, Vespas.
Yeah.
Thanks, but no thanks.
No, you don't like Vespas?
Except perhaps this one.
Yeah, exactly. This one is actually for Ben's dad, since he's into the woodworkings.
He'd like it.
So Ben's dad.
Suppose.
I didn't see Ben's dad in the chat room tonight.
Son of a bitch.
Ben's
where is
dad
he?
Can make Michelle one of these.
Yeah. So there's an artist in Barcelona, Spain, and he took a Vespa, used it as a template, and created.
Of another Vespa.
Yeah, except it was all out of hardwood.
Ooh.
And
nice.
Multiple different. I forget. I'd read the original story in Spanish and translated it, but. There's like three or four different kinds of hardwood in here. Mm-hmm. And so he took the basic S shape of the frame, did that in wood, did the front where he covers your, you know, protection. Try that again. Protect your legs from the, you know, from the air and stuff like that. Yeah. It runs. Even the wheels are made out of wood, which was kind of cool.
That's awesome.
And this thing is absolutely gorgeous. He will make them to order. So if you want one, he'll...
How many pesos?
I didn't say.
If
it's probably one of those
ask.
Things... Yeah, exactly. If it's one of those things... He's an artist, okay? If you got to ask...
He doesn't have any money, so he's going to be charging you an arm and a leg.
But I would imagine this thing's got to be 12 or 15,000 euros. I mean, it's gorgeous. I mean, that is... It's as much like a piece of furniture or a piece of art as it is anything
you
else.
You won't want to drive it, you know?
I would, but...
Well, it's so nice.
And here's the thing, though. I bet you this... Like, would ride fabulously because, like, wood boat versus, like, a fiberglass boat. Everyone who's got a wood boat tells you that wood boats ride so much nicer because the wood absorbs a little bit.
Is that what it is?
Yep, that's
it's
part
more
of
flexible
it.
Flexible or?
It absorbs, and because it's a heavier denser thing, it just rides better. Hmm. And I bet you this Vespa is exactly the same way.
Yeah. Wonder, do you think it weighs more than
Vespas aren't light. I'm sure it weighs a little bit more, but
yeah. Michelle.
Yeah?
Do you like it?
I like it. I'd even let him make me a razor scooter like that. In fact, you know what? I could probably do it myself. I get a broom handle.
What are you saying?
No, I'm kidding. I could make this. Are you kidding me? I have a glue gun.
And popsicle sticks.
If you go into the show notes and go to the link, you can actually see bits and pieces how he built some jigs and stuff like that to put it together and build it.
Stunning veneers. Mm-hmm. Venereals.
There's no veneers. That's all real wood.
Well, no, it is veneered wood. I'm saying to get the bend, he had to bend it from multiple layers of
venereal wood.
Yeah, and there's his daughter or granddaughter or whatever helping him holding up there. Yeah, gorgeous,
spectacular.
Thanks, but well, I'll take it
until you get the bill.
Yeah, and then I ride off into the sunset and say, "No, I'm not paying you." But yes, awesome find, Eric.
How often do you do that to people, Craigie?
I don't think so. I'm
honest. Have you ever stolen anything, Craig? Even when you were a little kid, like a piece of candy or anything?
Mm-mm.
Me either.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like even like the grips?
Lathe turned. Yeah. Got the little grooves in it.
Yeah.
Check it out, roundaboutshow.com.
You'll spend about an hour just looking at the detail of
everything. Over. Yeah, if it were a sandwich, it would be eaten already. It is that good looking. Ben, your dad's a hardwood aficionado, and some of that must have rubbed off onto you.
I appreciate a nice piece of furniture when I see it.
Now is this? But you're classifying this as furniture, then?
Well, it's rolling furniture.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. It'll go great in a parlor as well.
It's true.
Yeah.
But you have to dust it.
Not a fan of
dust. I would bring
it
home and lather it with lemon oil.
Exactly.
Apple butter.
Wait, Craig, is that a personal preference?
Coming up after the break, very memorable movie car is going on sale. We'll take a look at a vehicular smart choice from back in 1991, and we'll premiere a brand new segment for all the ladies out there. So stick around. There's still a lot of great show left. But now I would like to take a minute to talk about the friendly folks, ever so friendly, at Advance Auto Parts. Visit our website, roundaboutshow.com, and click on the link. It's on the right-hand side of the page. You'll see the little Advance button. Click on that, and you can save some big bucks. They are running a special promotion, and it is exclusively available through Roundabout. So don't go to their website expecting to get this deal. You have to go through roundaboutshow.com, roundaboutshow.com, roundaboutshow.com. What was the URL, Ben?
Roundaboutshow.com.
I think you've got it. Mm-hmm. Very special, very exclusive offer. Spend $30 on their store, get $10 off. Spend $50, get $20 off. Spend $100 or more, you save $30 on the order. That is a phenomenal deal. I don't need to tell you, Eric. You've done work on your vehicles before. You know what a savings that can be. And again, it is very important that you follow the link on our website to get these great deals. 10 off 30, 20 off 50, 30 off 100. And
30
also,
freaking bucks. 30
I know.
Bucks. That's a lot.
That's a lot of percents, Dan.
Yeah.
Also, any order that exceeds $75, free shipping. Or you can arrange to have your items. You can pick them up in store if you want to have any questions for the friendly folks at Advance. They can answer, take care of you, anything you need. Also, even if you're not looking for any parts right now, follow the link anyway. Show Advance that you support them and you support your favorite automotive podcast, which would be?
Roundaboutshow.com.
You could say that.
I'd recommend saying that because that's the URL.
Very good. We appreciate their support. So go Advance.
Woohoo!
Or go
Woo-hoo!
Home. That should be their slogan.
Go Advance or go home. Go Advance or get the mother. Anyway, it's time for our blind spot story of the week. When news topics go unnoticed, are underreported, or otherwise fall off the radar, they land in our blind spot. And this week, we've got a wonderful article about a very memorable movie car that is up for sale. And sadly, no, it is not Doc Brown's DeLorean. Damnation! I want it. So, the car...
It's a strong language. It's a family show.
The car in question, Michelle, We're doing an Autoline Daily Double here. See if this gives you, any of our loyal listeners, a clue. Did you guess it yet?
A clue?
If it weren't for you meddling kids. This is a motor car. That's enough, Ben.
I love this.
So, what have we got here, guys? We got the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang Goes to the Gavel from Wired Autopia. Looks like some sort of Bentley Rolls Royce something or other.
Michelle, you're going to have to explain this movie to Craig because he's never seen it, of course.
Oh, Craigie, it's a magical car.
Should read the book at least.
Yeah, the book's brilliant.
Oh, I had no idea it was a book.
Yes.
Yeah, it was one of my
Can you get that
books.
On audiblepodcast.com/roundaboutshow?
I sure hope you can.
And guess who wrote the book?
Who wrote the book?
Ian Fleming, none other than the author.
No way.
No, yeah. It was Robert Redford.
No. No, and the cool thing is this one has the license plate GEN11, which, because in the book, the car's name was Genie.
Ah.
Like a magical genie.
Like a carpet, right? Flying carpet.
Sort of, but with an engine.
Sort of, but not at all, correct.
Just as much as my rug is like your car.
So what? Okay, so they're selling it. Why is this significant? Why do we care here on Roundabout?
It's the spiritual predecessor to the Mach 5, in a way.
You can get the unabridged edition of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang at audiblepodcast.com/roundaboutshow. And is by Ian Fleming and narrated by Andrew Sachs.
Sachs Fifth Avenue.
It's a quick read or listen. It's only 2 hours and 16 minutes.
It's paperback sized. I never knew. So how much is this thing going to cost going up to auction?
Well, I don't know if the reserve has been met yet. The last time I checked, it hasn't. But they had it at the last bid was, or the only bid was at $1 million the last time I looked. And reserve had not been met.
$1 million.
So now this is the one that can fly, right?
No, this isn't the one that can fly.
It turns into a boat and goes in the water, right?
Well, I don't think it actually really goes in the water, but it will drive down church steps.
Oh, okay.
And it only has 34 miles or something like that on it.
Wow, it's low mileage used. So what are the details? This is a running car, right? I mean, it still moves.
It was one of the picture cars.
Motion picture car, yeah. But they drive still, right? I mean,
yeah, it drives.
Yeah. Would you, if you were to own this, Michelle, would you drive it to work at Auto Bytel?
No. Because somebody might hit me at La Salsa.
What's La Salsa?
La Salsa is like a little Mexican place down the street that I went for a bite to eat the other day when they hit my Z3.
Oh, dear. This would cost a bit more to fix, I would think. It's all custom. No?
So beautiful. I know. It's a museum piece, really.
It belongs to the Peterson.
Is that right?
Exactly. And the Peterson just got like a $10 million donation, so I think they should be buying.
How about 100?
Oh, that was it 100?
Yeah.
I misplaced a zero.
Yeah. Well, that also included like the land, the real estate, and the building is included in that figure. But it was like 30 or 40 million in cash plus the building and stuff like that. So. Hell, Jay Leno, he'd probably be a good person to buy that, too.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, Jay would be good to have.
I mean, look at the – it's real metal. It looks like it's got brass fittings and other furnishings on it. Beautiful. Those
no
giant
– No plastic or nothing.
No plastic wrap on this car, Michelle. You got it. Giant wheels.
Well, speaking of plastic wrap, actually.
Go on.
Yes.
Here, I'm going to send Ben a link here because this is kind of funny because this is another current eBay – auction that does include plastic wrap, but I think it's kind of cool.
All right.
I love eBay auctions.
But this car, look at those wooden spoke wheels. That's craftspersonship right there. You don't find that on your average, you know, Kia Rio these days.
No.
The body.
This is a well-built car.
The body, made out of red and white cedar.
I don't think there was any wood, real wood in a Kia Rio.
The thing is, though, that with a picture car, I mean, I would hope that they made it solid in those days. It was, I mean, back then in that year of 1967, so far away when I was born. But But the fact is most picture cars are kind of made to be destroyed, so they're not. There's not a whole lot. They are made to look good, in other words.
Like the Fast and the Furious movies, right?
Right.
Yeah. But I think they had quality back then.
My hopes. Yeah. I want to go kick the tires.
Where is this car located? Can any of us go and do a test drive and report on it?
I think it's somewhere out in the valley here in L.A.
Michelle, we're going to assign that to you as our West Coast correspondent.
Okay.
We're going to need you to get to the bottom of this. Write up a review for us.
Can't you figure a way how to get that as an SEO article for Autobytel?
Exactly.
Right. Can I fill that bucket?
Vintage.
And it's right-hand drive. Can you believe it, Eric?
Sure.
You don't have to agree with me all the time.
Okay.
Then no.
Then no. So, yes, chitty, chitty, bang, bang. Get your bids in early. Bid often. And give this puppy a nice new home. Next up, we're taking another misty-eyed look at the past, Ben.
When I go a-motoring in my old jalopy, I think of all our picnics, those Joes show us sloppy. But more than anything, I can't forget you.
Here's another edition of Roundabout Review. I wasn't actually singing.
I need to learn how to warble along.
Got our own barbershop tritet in here.
You tritet?
Sounds filthy, Eric.
I know.
Dan, you could have sung along, you know.
He didn't know the words yet.
Not that hard.
Life isn't like a musical like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang where people sing the songs for the first time and they're all in sync.
From what I understand, life is a dance you learn as you go.
I thought it was a box of
chocolates. Sometimes you follow.
I thought it was a box of chocolates.
Yeah. Take your pick. So what do we got?
Speaking of picks, you never know which one you're going to get.
That's right.
We have got a wonderful classic manufacturer promotional video.
These things are golden.
This is,
you can almost watch any of these, and they're just amazing.
This is actually, and it's certified by the Smithsonian, this is the closest thing to time travel known to man, watching these old promotional videos. It's true. The time continuum actually ripples when you watch these.
I feel it.
Do you feel it? Or is it the earthquake?
1967. It's the Pontiac GTO.
Well, no. We've got 1991, Eric. Oh. And we've got a special luxury car. Luxury car that Chevrolet is promoting here.
Luxury.
Any of you guys remember the venerable, the reliable, the stalwart Caprice Classic? Does that ring a bell?
Dan? Crickets? Crickets? You can't see it on audio, folks, but he looks like he's shaking his head. I don't know.
He's muted himself again. The Caprice Classic, yes, and we've uncovered, courtesy of Baja Buster, a good fan of Autoline, as well as a...
I think he's a Roundabout fan.
Roundabout fan and prolific poster on YouTube. He's got all kinds of fun little videos like
huge,
this.
Huge channel. 2,000 videos, nearly.
Baja Buster. So...
He's got some classics.
He does. Ben, roll that clip.
2,100. It's crazy.
I want to learn about Chevy's latest luxury car from 1991.
So this video is entitled The Smart Choice, starring the 1991 Caprice.
And some old dude you never heard of.
Here we go. It's coming.
Hi there. I'm Robert Sterling. I'm retired now, but I've agreed to do this film for Chevrolet because I think it says something important for people like you and me. Correct me if I'm wrong. You probably own a full-size luxury car.
No.
It's anything like mine. It's getting on in years and needs replacing.
That's because the last one I bought was in 1973.
Now comes the shocker. When you go out to price a new car,
he looks weird.
The price will knock your socks off.
It's got two wooden legs, Michelle.
Holy
Leave him alone.
Say, I can't afford money like that.
Holy Mackey, you say, I can't afford money like that.
I'm accustomed to luxury.
That's
way beyond my economic reach. Well, perhaps not. The folks at Chevrolet anticipated a reaction like this and did some constructive research and came up with a brand new luxury car. I'm referring to the 1991 Caprice.
I didn't know Chevy made luxury cars.
Cars. I do have a very keen sense of value.
Yes.
I think this beauty will satisfy the most discriminating.
Discriminating. It discriminates.
That's not just my opinion. The guys at Motor Trend Magazine took a Caprice Classic.
No ladies.
The LTZ version. and put it through some of the most comprehensive tests they can come up with.
Like driving on a city street
to become motor
and turning.
Body roll on that thing.
Of the year 1991.
Must not have been much else out in 1991.
Let's take a look at some of the goodies.
Or should I say, how big was that ad buy in 1991 in Motor Trend magazine version?
That new car smell.
Causing cancer.
The way
he so awkwardly rubs his hand on the seat.
The actual tilt wheel, a necessity when you're not quite.
He thought he was going to be the next Ricardo Montalban.
Power seat option.
It has an optional power seat or standard non-adjustable driver seat. So we can't show you this whole video. It's like 9 minutes long. But you have got, if you do nothing else from today's show, go to our
technology.
Website. Roundabout, it's a CD player, Michelle.
That is some infotainment right there.
Yeah, well, Sebastian Bach himself would approve of this. Symphony quality.
Sebastian Bach?
Whatever his name is. I don't know. Johann.
Wasn't he the lead singer of, like...
You'd know better than me.
Crap, what was it?
But
Skid Row, thank you.
If you guys do nothing else, you've got to go to our website, roundaboutshow.com,
Delco.
Hit the link. Hit the link in the show notes. Watch this video. It is effing hilarious with this crazy old guy. Holy mackerel, let me tell you. It's going to knock your pants off. I know mine always come off when I'm driving.
Holy mackerel, say.
Craigie.
Oh, that's great.
Do you know who Rod Sterling is?
No.
Not Rod Sterling. Robert Sterling.
Oh, they meant to get Rod Sterling. Wait.
He's wearing a double-breasted suit.
We got the wrong guy.
That's why you thought he looked so weird.
Well, how can I know somebody if you've got a wrong person, Michelle?
Some guy out of a home.
No, this guy actually was some B-level actor in the 50s and 60s, but yeah.
Holy
then they pulled him out of the home.
Now, when did he get his two wooden legs, Eric?
That would have been after the Great War.
the first war?
Yeah.
The war to end all wars,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Rob Sterling was actually named William. I'm not kidding you. It says that on his Wikipedia. His name was William Sterling Hart. He had nothing to do with Rob.
This is a sterling reputation. Holy mackerel, I'll
tell
you.
His agent gave him in 1939.
And I agreed to do this
promotional. Died in 2006.
Oh, bless his soul.
Oh, well, God rest him.
I agreed to do this.
This
film for Chevrolet is an important topic about luxury cars and old people driving around. So yes, Caprice Classic, a car that lives on perpetually. Next up, our next great segment we have, Michelle. You've got something, I understand, for the ladies.
I do, Craggy. This one, ladies, this is Do Not Date This Man. He's horrible.
Horrible, I say.
Horrible. He's awful.
Horrible.
Do not bring this man back to my house.
So MPG-O-Matic then, right? Don't go out with him. He's got...
Don't bring him home to mom.
He rides a motorcycle. It's dangerous. So what have you got here, Michelle? What are we doing with this new segment? It's sort of a PSA for women, right?
It is a PSA for women. I made my mistakes in life. The next story probably going to... I like that one. But in Orange County, California, mm-hmm. a heavily intoxicated man was driving with his girlfriend of 1 month.
That's a no-no, driving.
And they got in an argument. And he reached over and grabbed the steering wheel and caused her to crash into the building at 12:21 on a Saturday night or a Sunday morning. Her car was almost paid off. I'm assuming that she now has a wreck.
What type of automobile is it? Or was it?
What type of automobile was it?
I don't believe it says.
I don't think it says.
Well, that's it. OCregister.com. You are on notice.
Right. But ladies, this is where I can help you.
All right.
The man's name was Sean Nall, and he's on Facebook.
All right. So he looks like a winner.
So we can go look at his pictures and his wall. See, this I've studied this guy. So that is him with
You've
his
stalked
dolphin.
This guy? What?
I could go out with this guy anytime. This is him with his dolphin skull that he found while swimming in the bay, I'm assuming, at Newport Beach.
We can't see the dolphin skull, Ben. You've got to scroll it up.
That's the dolphin skull.
There it is.
Yeah.
He sounds like a classic DB.
Yeah.
Give us a psychological profile on this guy, Michelle. What makes him tick?
Well, first of all, he's 45 years old and would get so angry that he would assume that it's okay to grab the steering wheel and run the car into a building. I think he looks like he goes to the gym, but he doesn't really have a lease on life. He seems to be more the kind of person who, I don't know, you know, allegedly might have a bit of a death wish.
Well, Mud Monster has a question for you, Michelle. He asks, is this the situation's cousin?
It's like the California version of the situation, maybe.
Okay.
But you know, the thing is about the situation is he's at least a little more in control. This guy's a little out of control.
Mm-hmm. So he's a wild one.
Yeah. Do you think that picture of the stitches on his eyebrow were from when he got in the car crash?
I kind of wonder.
I'm not sure.
He does have a cute dog. Do you think I should rescue the dog?
I think that'd be good. I think someone needs to get that dog far, far away of the from
that's
this
a dachshund.
So, ladies.
That's your favorite kind, Ben.
I just tell you, not from experience, but just by looking at this, do not go out with anybody called Sean Nall.
Now, is that short for Nolans?
Nolans.
But he snowboards, apparently.
Right. Everybody says that in California.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay. So, ladies, you've
been
warned.
But you know what? Here's what I love. On April 14th, he had an automatic post come to his wall that says, I'm setting up all my friends with local matches on Speed Date, the first real-time dating service. Click to view your matches. Share this with your single friends to help me out. And it has a link to Speed Date.
Boy.
Oh, wow. He's a treasure.
Yeah, and it's posting, it's posting on his wall all the people that he's met on Speed Date.
He's such a good guy. He's... Yeah,
speed into
and
the
it's
wall.
All public, you guys. It's not like I'm worried. I mean, what's he going to do? Come after me and go... My wall is private? No, the guy did not choose private in his privacy settings.
Because he doesn't have anything to hide.
No, he has nothing to hide. We know where he went to college. We know where he works. We know
he went
where
to college.
He claims to have gone to Orange Coast College, which is like a community college.
Of course.
It says, "Hi, my about Sean. Hi, my name is Sean. I grew up in Hawaii in Orange County, NLA world.
I'm glad
LA
that makes
world.
Sense.
I am an avid surfer, waterman, and personal trainer. Now, who's surprised? I like to go out and shoot pool and go to punk shows. I also enjoy creative writing. We should get him to write for us. Art and fashion, but my main desire is passion and making people laugh and smile. I'm a bit of a romantic.
No, it's not
at
I'm.
Heart.
It's M. I'm a bit.
Yeah.
I'm a bit.
A bit of a romantic at heart, like crashing people's cars into buildings, and enjoy doing fun, cool things, like crashing people's cars into buildings. And then there's his phone number.
Wow. Should we dial him up? No.
You're live on Roundabout Radio. She's probably Michelle's neighbor. Be careful there. She might come after you with a beer bottle one night, stab you. Oh, so what is the moral of the story here, Michelle? Sean Nall?
Don't go out with this guy.
Steer clear, so to speak.
Yes.
That's a funny bet. You've been warned. So moving along, we've got another exciting edition. A misty-eyed look back at things from the past.
Another misty-eyed look. Wow.
Or I would think this would fall into psychology.
Oh, no, this is more of a hearsay.
Yeah, that's true.
A misty-eyed hearsay. Whichever.
Highway hearsay. Tales from the open road.
Now, Michelle.
Yes.
I understand you were recently at the New York International Auto Show.
I was with you, Craigie.
Yes, I was there. Stephen Ewing was there and a host of other roundabouters were
Jeffrey
there.
Jeffrey Ross?
Jefferson Ross, of course. Joel Fetter was there.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why I did that
the
since Bowman I had
it.
Oh,
yeah.
There we go.
You had a queue up already. You didn't do it.
I was never there. Never there.
You live in Jersey.
Yeah, for the record, actually, I was never there.
I see.
I'm going to implicate. He actually has a part in this story.
All right. Well, you had a harrowing taxi ride in Manhattan, I understand. You care to
it
share
wasn't
what?
So bad.
Tell us what happened.
Well, it was Wednesday night of the New York Auto Show, and we were all leaving the auto show to go to the various parties that the manufacturers were holding, and a bunch of us met up at the Kia party, and I had plans later on that evening to go to dinner in Harlem with three of my friends that I grew up with in New Mexico, who all live in Harlem now, and I hadn't seen them in 20 years. And so we went from the Kia party, and we got on a shuttle, and we went to the Jaguar party, and we kind of got into that party, right, Dan?
Yeah. It was, you know, I've never experienced this before, but it was something I'm glad I experienced and then never had to experience again. Although if they invited me, I'd go back. But not having an invite, I felt like...
You crashed a party?
Yeah, we did.
At Jaguar?
That's what we do. And believe, I have crashed parties now from Vegas to New York with Dan. So. And a whole other entourage.
Better than cars into buildings, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's easier on the insurance.
Go Sean Nail, I'll tell you that.
It's easier on the insurance. Yeah.
So, but, heroin, you're at a party, and it's time to leave, I understand, right?
Well, I needed to leave so I could go visit, see my friends for dinner, and nobody wanted to go with me. I kept asking all the guys. Nobody wanted to go to Harlem. Please go to Harlem. Nobody wanted to go to Harlem.
That's where the Globetrotters are from, right?
So I had to go outside by myself, and I went and I found a taxi. And, you know, I know that I'm such a delicate petal most of the time, but I did manage to hail a taxi. And the taxi pulled around the corner for me, and I start to hop in, and this guy hops in the other side, and I started yelling at him and telling him to get out of my taxi because
I hate you. Get out of my taxi. This is my taxi.
Yeah, I was like, dude, this is my taxi. Get out. Like, I'm going to Harlem. Like, get out. And he said, please let me have this taxi. This is a bloody awful party. I can't stand these people. Get me out.
All these British people have pale skin and crooked teeth.
I'm tired of hearing about the damn wedding.
And it was a... Sorry, Jaguar. It was not a fun party if you were into hobnobby rich New York culture.
Hobnobbery.
It was mostly consumers. Let's put it that way. And Megan Fox.
I saw the top of Megan Fox's head.
Yeah, I saw the top of her head, too. They rolled her out for like 30 seconds, literally. Right, Dan?
I think so. And then when I texted my son, I said, I think I saw the top of Megan Fox's head. He texted me back and says, you just saw Megan Fox topless? In your dreams, buddy.
Yeah, no. My iPhone spell check doesn't work that badly.
Okay, so you're having a fisticuffs with the English gentleman in the back of a taxi cab.
Right, and I didn't quite understand that the Lower East Side wasn't directly below the Upper East Side. And we were in downtown, and I didn't understand that was like south, and that I was I knew I was going north to the above the Upper West Side, right? So I finally just said, like, to the taxi driver, fine, like, let's just drop him off, and then I'll go on to Harlem. And so we start driving, and we get to the corner, and he's like, we have to go right to get to me. And I was like, we need to go left because I have to go north. And he was like, but I live that way. And I was like, but I'm going that way. And we're bickering. And then finally I said, look, just go to dinner with me. I don't want to stop. I can't be late for dinner.
You were hungry at that point then, right?
He said, what are we eating? And I said, Senegalese food.
I can't even find that place on a map.
He's British. He's been educated properly to that side of the world.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's like, I love Senegalese food. Let's go. And so we go through New York in this taxi and we start talking. And it turns out that he grew up in the same neighborhood as my ex-husband in London, in Camden Town. That he was a stockbroker, that he had as a house in upstate New York, and that he... hates cars, and that he owns an Audi to get to his house in upstate New York. And we get to dinner, and I walk in with this guy. My friends were like, who is this guy? I thought you were coming by yourself. And I was like, oh, here's my friend.
That I just was arguing with 15 minutes ago and threatened to stab.
My friend that I grew up with said, well, so you work in cars too? And he's like, oh, bloody hell, I hate cars. She just picked me up in a taxi.
That sounded real good.
Yeah, so my friends haven't seen me in 20 years, and here I walk in after two parties with, I don't know. Well, see, I'd gone to Infinity, Kia, and then Jaguar. I'd had a few drinks. And thank God for taxis. And but we all ended up having a real – oh, he paid for the taxi ride.
Well, he's a stockbroker. He's got $700 billion laying around probably.
Somewhere, right?
Oh, government.
And then so we all had dinner and at this nice little place and a bar, and like we had drinks, and then he paid for dinner and then took me back – took a taxi back to the hotel and said goodnight.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
Is that all he said?
And I was – yeah. And I was thinking – well, no. It turned out in the end that he shared the same birthday as my ex-husband, despite, you know, including the fact that he grew up in the same neighborhood. And he and his ex-wife had gotten married on the same day as my ex-husband and I. So it just seemed a little fortuitous that it wasn't a very good idea to keep in touch with this guy.
Well, second, you got everything right. It was just the wrong guy, right?
Yeah,
the first time you got the wrong guy. This time, oh, now I got it. Okay.
Mud Monster or Gorski is saying that somebody should send that in as a movie script. It's for some romantic comedy,
like,
probably.
We actually laughed about that, what a silly movie script it would make, because it is like, you know, Manhattan or something.
You get Meg Ryan to play the female lead, or
Megan Fox.
Oh, Trout Lips? Are you kidding me?
Trout Lips. All right. How about Sandra Bullock?
You know, what's
I'm thinking
the one
romantic
from,
comedy. I'm just thinking the usual characters.
I know,
romantic.
What's the one from 40-Year-Old Virgin? She's the one that when my hair was longer, everybody used to think that we looked alike. Catherine Keener.
Kathy Chat.
Yeah, Catherine Keener.
You do kind of look like Catherine Keener. Weird.
Weird. Watch 40-Year-Old Virgin.
You got to dye your hair black, but.
Well, you know what was funny was when 40-Year-Old Virgin came out, I actually had an eBay drop-off store, and people used to come in and go like, oh, my God. Yeah.
Catherine Keener really is a hippie.
Michelle, I've got to say you have a most peculiar way of making friends.
Right?
Am I arguing with
look, and look at Dan. He's like gutted because I asked him to go to dinner with me.
And he said no.
He said no. He wanted to go back to Jersey.
I gotta get back to Jersey.
His wife would not have taken kindly to that, Michelle.
His wife doesn't take kindly to him.
Well, I'm not getting in the middle of that tussle. You go to tussling. Great show, guys. We got to wrap things up here. But hey. We've made it. We are imminently crossing the finish line. And now it's the portion of the program where you guys get to plug your stuff. Michelle, you are with a new company. We've mentioned it several times already, Auto by Tell. And Ben Auto by Tells me you guys are relaunching the website. What does that mean?
Well, you know how all the websites are kind of looking a little – you know, everyone had that thing where they wanted to look Apple, like, clean in the – early Apple days, and everybody went to like lots of white with some blue and some gray. And most people are still stuck there. Now everyone's rushing to sort of like warm their sites up. So everyone's getting ready to relaunch their sites. I mean, it's not just us, but I have to say, from all the betas I've seen of the other sites, ours looks freaking awesome.
Is it like Web 2.0 where you have like 30-point fonts and now all the corners are rounded?
Right. No, it's just different, and it's fun to work on because, you know, there's always those like little buggy things. So, you know, we have meetings about having meetings, but it's exciting stuff.
So autobytelephone.com, automotive, is that short for automotive by telephone?
Well, you know, there's the byte, right? Byte.
Yes. Like computer.
Byte. Yeah,
oh.
And then, The tell, which is because it's, you know, about getting customers with dealers. So there is the telephone aspect. So it's clever like that, right?
I
they
didn't
asked
even
yesterday
see the
what
bite.
I wanted my part of the blog to be called, and I said Auto by Tell Bites.
Well, thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Glad
thank you,
could
Craig.
Make it. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. Right. I think Ben would agree.
Oh, indubitably, Craig.
Statler and Waldorf. Over
there. Yes, exactly. This show sucks.
Yeah, that's what we'd do if we were Statler and Waldorf. Turn it off!
Oh, my God, I'm stabbing my eyes. Eric Tritko.
Yes.
Rumblestrip.net, Rumblestrip on Twitter. And you are still trying to drum up support for a good cause.
Yes. So on May the 7th, so less than if you are listening to the recorded version of this, less than a week away, May 7th, I am doing the MS Walk in Detroit, which is a 5-mile walk within the city.
It's a lot of walking.
Yeah, it's not that bad. And I'm trying to raise at least $500. which is, you know,
not an unreasonable.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty reasonable amount of money. And I'm getting close. I'm at $360 that I've raised, but I would like to raise a minimum of $500. So if you would like to donate to a very worthy cause, and obviously close to my heart because my long-term girlfriend has been diagnosed with this 4 years ago now, you can go to bit.ly/DETMSWalk. That's DETMSWalk. And even if it's just like 10 bucks, that's cool. Would much appreciate it. So, but I think all donations have to be in actually by Friday the 6th online. So if you could do that, that would be appreciated. Help me reach at least $500 towards that goal.
Well, that sounds like a pretty good cause, Eric.
Very worthy cause.
Indeed.
Do it.
Do it right now. We'll do it now!
That's right.
And of course, we have Dan, the man from MPGO-matic.
Where I take a different car every week and drive the wheels off it and see what kind of real-world light-footed mileage I can get
so
out.
So you're about efficiency then, being thrifty.
Well, I'm like Jekyll and Hyde because, yeah, I drive with a Lightfoot, but I have to floor every car that comes in here just because that's like, you know, 0 to 60, it's the benchmark. I get my ha-has out.
Hopefully not on the fabric.
And my I clean it up after my kill. Folks love that on YouTube. They love to see how fast a car is. The magazines have always told people, wow, this is 5.6 to 0 to 60, or this is 7.8. But they don't actually show folks how fast it is. So I shoot the stupid dashboards.
It's brilliant. I've seen many of those on the YouTube, in fact.
Yeah, you can just waste hours.
What are some of your favorite accelerations that you've pulled
I haven't hit the favorite one yet, but one of my most popular videos is the Camaro SS 0-60, and I show folks how you set the launch control, and then I proceed to really screw it up, and you know, I don't get a good launch, and I'm wearing a pair of sneakers that are, well, they're hand-me-ups. Remember when you were a kid, you got your brother's sneakers when he grew out of them? Well, when my kid like went past my shoe size, I inherited whatever when he was a size 11. I got those shoes. So I'm wearing a pair of these ratty Adidas driving sneakers, and people give me such crap about the shoes. Like, you can't believe. It's awesome. They're just on and on and on. So
this is a man that I didn't get in a nightclub in Las Vegas one time because he's on shorts and sandals.
Yeah.
With socks.
No.
They were knee-high socks, too, I heard.
They were tube socks. And suspenders. They were plaid shorts. I think it was a striped shirt.
Sounds poorer taste than me.
I'm a dresser.
You're a dresser. So mpgomatic.com for all the latest fuel economy news and acceleration videos.
Yeah. Something like that.
Dan, thank you for coming on. We enjoy it.
Thanks
been a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
It was
a
great.
Fun time.
Thank
it
you.
It was a fun time.
And thanks for taking us in the Batcave, too.
Yeah.
And last but not least, Colonel Benjamin Slanders.
That's me.
Editing the show, getting the live work done here, making sure you, our loyal audience, has a fine product. We all owe you a debt of gratitude, Mr. Sanders.
Thank you, Ben.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Anyway, with that, we can wrap things up here. Remember, you can watch Roundabout Live every Friday evening starting at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time or 3:30 Pacific. And don't forget to check out the rest of the Autoline family of fine programs, including Autoline Detroit, Autoline After Hours, and, of course, Autoline Daily, available 5 days a week. If you want, we have a Google Voice number if you want to get in touch with us. Either leave us hate mail or tell us we're doing a great job, whichever, or anywhere in between the continuum there. Feel free. Our Google Voice number is 1559-ROAB. That's R-O-A-B. 411. Again, 1559 ROAB 411. In numbers, that's 1559-762-2411. If you want to stay in the loop, we're on Twitter, twitter.com/roundaboutshow. We also do the Facebook thing, facebook.com/roundaboutshow. And again, like us and leave a comment on our page, and you'll be entered to win a set of perfect bungees. We will be announcing the winner next week for Roundabout episode number 81. The deadline to enter is May 6th at 12 a.m. Eastern Time, and Dan is holding up a Beavis mask right now. If you never want to miss an action-packed episode, subscribe. We're on iTunes or the Zune Marketplace if you're like me. And with that, we can wrap things up here. Thank you all for listening. Please join us again next week as we circle the roundabout. We'll talk to you then. What the hell was that?
That was Jeff Ross in his edition of The More You Know.
There are half a dozen DeLoreans on eBay. Half a dozen.
Is that
good?
I mean,
that's like half the run.
One thing.
And they're cheap. I got to have one.
I want it.
Were they going for like 12, 18 grand?
There's a buy it now for 23.5. They're 20, you know, no bids at 21, one bid at 15, and buy it now for 38. That's nuts.
11.21 gigawatts!
Someone's got dogs barking.
I need to say, shut the fuck up.
And joining us from New Jersey, Zach Bowman.
Yeah. He's the Bowman of the North, if you will.
Hey, Michelle, are you muted?
I was.
I saw you laughing, but nothing was coming out.
That's like everyone's dream come true.
Next up, our next great segment, we have Michelle. You've got something, I understand, for the ladies.
Oh, yeah, we have something a little bit new.
Oh. Wait, that's later.
Mark it.
Yeah, that one's late in a minute. I am not a hippie, Ben.
Oh, face it, Catherine Keener.
Oh, you'd hit it. I mean, Catherine Keener.
Oh, whoa. Whoa.
Mark that, Ben.
That just became an outtake.